So come on, you Vixens, big game ahead. How's everybody's heart rate after that?
Yeah, I think mine was pretty high. I think mine was up to like 111 beats.
Wow. Okay. Very precise there for Shahan. Mine was certainly quite high. I had a good shout for the first time in ages and definitely did quite a lot of hiding behind my jumper, which meant that we were definitely in it for quite a long time because I don't usually have to hide from Arsenal. Usually I just go and clean the bathroom or something because I got bored of all the goals.
Yes, and I was jumping up and down quite a lot. I did have a brief period of time after the Abby Harrison goal where I was jumping up and down on the spot consecutively for about 3.5 minutes, singing and shouting and doing that thing with your arms when you wiggle it up and down.
Like you won the cup.
All those inflatable dolls that you get like at a car sales places, like
Yeah, it was an exciting, first 10 minutes. So,
first goal since Birmingham as well.
First goal since Birmingham. So a little bit of adrenaline happened today. So
and we got
to
see some goal gifts. Well, just one.
one more than we've had recently. So thank you, Bristol.
If you like ladies football, clap your hands. If you like ladies football, clap your hands. If you like ladies football, clap your hands.
Welcome to episode 4 of the Bristol City Vixen Cast, a podcast about Bristol City women.
So we're back after the international break and the break for the FA Cup, and we are Nat,
DM,
and Shahan. For those of you who are wondering, social distancing is still being met while we are recording this episode. I am sat at one end of the table, at least 1 meter away from Nat and DM, who are at the top end of the table, or as Everton, as football fans would like to call it. Thank you to those who listened to the last episode and left us feedback. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already done so. Thank you to if you already have. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at BCVixenCast.
Do you want to f***ing win on Sunday or not?
Bristol have just lost 3-1 to Arsenal at Boreham Wood, Meadow Park, with goals from Abby Harrison opening the scoring for Bristol in the 6th minute, and then Jordan Nobbs scored in the 42nd minute to level it up for Arsenal. Shortly after the second half started, Caitlin Ford scored, and then Vivian Miedemar scored on 86 minutes. So what do you make of it?
I wasn't quite sure what to expect from Arsenal today, considering that the top goal scorer, Jill Ward, who scored 6 goals in their last 2 games, got injured while on international duty. And Arsenal have had played 2 games in the FA Cup, whereas Bristol didn't play any games. So I wasn't sure whether Arsenal would be tired from playing the 2 extra games or whether Arsenal would be in better match fitness having played the 2 recent games. But I'm very happy with the result today, considering previous results Bristol have had against Arsenal, especially the 11-1 thrashing last season. Yeah, Abby Harrison started off the game and, yeah, a really proud performance in Bristol. Like, there were some players which stood out for me, particularly Gemma Purfield. Sophie Bagley made some really good saves. Mm-hmm. I think Ellen Mastrantonio put in a really good shift. I saw the changes made in the lineup. Emma Bissell made her debut start. Legazza was dropped to the bench. I don't know whether that was due to fitness reasons or not. No Faye Bryce in today's squad. I believe she's injured at the moment. Oh, okay. And no Flo Allen either.
Yeah. Like you, Shahan, I didn't really know what to expect of Arsenal today. DM had theorised earlier that now was a really, really good time to play them because they'd be kind of wounded from the Man City game, and I didn't think that was going to be the case at all. I thought they would be angry. But actually, they did look quite sorry for themselves quite a lot of the time, didn't they? And that surprised me a bit. But Bristol, you know, they made really good use of that 2 weeks together. I thought they looked really, really well organised, and I thought they looked amazing at times. Mastrantonio just bossing it. She collected the ball so many times from an Arsenal player and did so many simple but brilliant things with it. Like, she got the assist, didn't she? And there were multiple times where she just got the ball from an Arsenal player and just played a really, really simple ball. I thought she was amazing. I thought she was really, really good. But most of the team today played brilliantly. It's just a shame that we lost it. I actually think we could have got more from it today.
Yes, I would have been happy with a draw, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
I think I saw on Twitter someone saying that they enjoyed Bristol doing some time wasting.
You've got to do what you got to do. But I think that's quite a negative way to look at the performance today. I thought we were really, really good. Every player on that pitch today was stunning in their dedication and application of what I imagine was the brief from Tanya. They looked really, really organised. And the shape of the team was really, really good. Yeah, I agree that Purfield stood out. And I thought Gemma Evans was really, really good as well. And Yana Daniels, absolutely relentless, you know, work ethic. And I thought Emma Bizzle looked really good, really exciting and interesting in the second half when she was playing more in a kind of forward role. My only criticism would have been good to, you know, have a full 45 for Ebony Salmon, because she came on and, you know, did what she does, and you feel like you've always got a chance, and particularly with the lower, like when we were sitting back more in the second half, so you need someone like Salmon who's got that pace. But in the first half the press was a lot higher, and that worked you know, with Abby Harrison. So
I knew for a fact that we were going to get a goal today, because based on Arsenal's recent performances, they haven't been able to keep a clean sheet.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm just surprised it was so early on. But it was a really great goal. It was well taken. I was kind of screaming at her that she took it too soon, and then she surprised everybody by taking it when she did. It was a great goal. Yeah, it was really impressive.
And also today, with it being an away performance and the kids clashing, we got to see the Purple and Lion kit for the first time.
Brilliant.
What did you make of it?
I absolutely loved it. I loved the Purple and Lime kit. But my favourite thing was Sophie Bagley's kit. I think she looked amazing. And I did say that she looked a little bit like a My Little Pony.
Yeah, so yeah, she was wearing the away goalkeeper shirt,
which is pink and rainbow.
Yeah, it's more of a rainbow or spectrum based design, whereas the home goalkeeper kit is the one based off Pierre Schmeichel's shirt from Euro 1992 with the hexagons and so on.
Yeah, she should wear that every week. I think it's good, like My Little Pony kit every week.
Well, hopefully all the goalkeeper shirts and away shirts will be available for the women's team with the Yeo Valley sponsor, but as yet we don't know whether the club was still going to sell them.
I'd certainly be interested in the purple kit, particularly after today. I thought we looked very good in it.
Just picking up on something you said earlier, Shahan, about not knowing what Bristol were going to be like. I was a bit surprised when the team was announced, because we couldn't quite imagine what they were going to look like on the pitch. So it was quite interesting to see that they were playing five at the back, and then four, and then one. And it was a bit of a surprise to see Daniels and Palmer playing together in a defensive back five. They actually did amazingly, didn't they? It's really nice to see Jazz was right in the centre, and the two players either side of her were really, really good the whole game. So I'd quite like to see them play more of that, because I think the midfield now can just get on with it. If they've got a really like solid back five, that I trust that those players in midfield now can go and score goals.
Yeah, do you think that all the players are now finally settled in and are starting to play well together based on the training that they've had and the games that they've had?
If that's what Tanya was going for today, then yeah. And actually she did say, we want to frustrate them, and we do want to score. And we scored today. We looked like we could have scored more. We did have some shots on target. We did have some opportunities. There was that Purfield attempt, wasn't there, quite late on, where she just found some space at the edge of the box and went for it. Like I think we created opportunities. We might have created more if Salmon had had a little bit more time on the pitch. But yeah, we created, and we did frustrate them. Did you see Beth Mead, like, most of the game? She was throwing her toys out of the pram the whole time, and it was evident that we were trying to frustrate them, and it really worked.
Well, I bet Arsenal fans will be very disappointed with today's game, even though they got the win. They probably would have expected more goals, to be honest.
Well, I mean, if they are disappointed, that's a shame, really. A shame in terms of the state of the game. So I thought it was a really good performance in terms of just bringing in a level of competitiveness and, you know, just showing you can't rule us out. And I think on a positive note, you know, we've had a really, really tough opening three games. We've had Everton, who are just running riot at the moment and are clearly, you know, a lot better than we, you know, probably you know, took them 4 in the first game. Obviously, Chelsea, although they only lost, sorry, they only beat Birmingham 1-0 today. They had like loads of possession and loads of shots. And now, you know, Arsenal. So that tricky period of games is over. So hopefully, you know, we can kick on and be a bit more competitive against the teams that we might get wins against or
the
other
teams
points.
Closest to us in the table. That will be the real judge, won't it? We'll really know after we've played like Birmingham and Villa how well we're doing. So in some respects, maybe it was a good idea to get those hard matches out of the way whilst it was all kind of bedding in time. And then like maybe now we've found a bit of rhythm. It's a good time to play teams that we could probably get something from if we play that well.
So, yes, yeah. And hopefully we can see how long it'll be before Bristol will finally get off the bottom of the table. And speaking of the table, Arsenal's win today means that they are now top of the WSL on goal difference.
Yeah, we are sitting pretty at the bottom with a goal difference of minus 15, which is pretty shocking, actually, considering that we've only played 3 games. But we've seen more than enough today for us to feel like we can get something out of the other games. So big shout out also to Bagley. She looked great today in her My Little Pony goalkeeper outfit, but she also made some stunning saves, and you know, the scoreline could have been a lot worse if she wasn't there. So it was great to see Baggers back at her best. So any thoughts on like player of the match, or is it too much of a team performance?
No, Mastrantonio.
Yeah?
Yeah. Easily. I think she just bossed it, didn't she? Absolutely bossed it. I don't know why she got subbed. I would have quite liked to see her and Legazo. I thought Humphrey looked a little bit tired towards the end, but then I would have just liked to see Mastrantonio and Legazo, because I think the game before there was a little bit of time. Was it early on in the Chelsea game when the two of them were playing together and they looked like a really good partnership? So I would have liked to see a little bit of Mastrantonio and Legazo today, even if it was just for 10 minutes at the end, just to see what it looks like, because I think they're both really, really good players. But maybe we'll see them together soon. Hopefully over the next 3 games. I'd really like to see them play the bulk of a match together. And then
I also noticed that Abby Housen and Ebony Salmon didn't play together once again. I don't know whether that strategy will be saved for another game where goals are more likely.
Yeah, we'll have to see, won't we? I think that's kind of just the strategy pretty much. But we'll have to see. But I think Purfield for me was probably, I thought, the best player. Not that you can necessarily pick anyone out, because they were all really good today. So I think it was an excellent team performance.
I'll give special shouts to Gemma Evans and Sophie Bagley as well, because I think, Gemma made some really great clearances and blocked a few attempts by Arsenal, and Baggers just made some really good saves once again.
Feeling positive. In defeat yet again. Now it's time for our regular feature, where we hear from a fan from the opposing team. This week, we've got Ryan McGavock. He's a massive Gunners fan.
Hi, Ryan here. Just finished the game, and that was a lot more stressful than I'd expected. We came into this game hoping for an emphatic victory after a pretty poor performance midweek against Man City, but today Bristol made it really hard for us. You came out firing from the start, and it paid off. Abby Harrison took advantage of some really sloppy defending from Leah Williamson, catching our keeper off guard with an early shot into the bottom corner. After that, I think we really struggled to get into the game, really struggled to string 3 passes together. I think a lot of teams have found that when Arsenal get into our flow, we're unstoppable, but you didn't really give us that chance, marking us tightly, keeping real discipline in your shape and pressing our mistakes. Wasn't till just before half time that we drew a level. My favourite player, Leah Walty, playing a quality ball down to Caitlin Ford on the left wing, who cut it back for Jordan Nobbs, who did what Jordan Nobbs does. It's really great to see her form this season. Last season, coming back from injury, she looked a bit off the pace, but this season she's been far and away our best player, and she's really looking world class. So we came out in the second half looking a lot more organised, started to dominate possession, and then took the lead 5 minutes in. This time Jordan Nobbs playing a quality ball into the box and a clinical finish from Caitlin Ford. She's another player that's really impressed me. She's largely flown under the radar with big name players like Sam Kerr, Pernilla Harder, all the American stars coming in. But I think she's a quality signing. She adds a real physicality to her front line, and her work rate is immense, and she's popping up with goals and assists left, right and centre. So So after that goal, although we were ahead, it was a really nervy second half. Although we did dominate possession, Bristol looked dangerous on the break, particularly when Ebony Salmon came off the bench. She's a real threat and she's a player I'd absolutely love to see in an Arsenal shirt. We were finally able to breathe when Miedema put us 3-1 up with 5 minutes to go. She was an acres of space on the end of a ball over the top. And after a relatively quiet game by her standards, but when she gets in those possessions, she really misses. I think Bristol, to be fair, have had a really cruel fixture list at the start of the season, starting with us, Everton, and that other blue team from London as your first three games. But I think you can take a lot of positives from today. You've got some real winnable fixtures coming up in both the league and the Conte Cup. So I hope you can get some results and really build up some momentum for the season. Thanks for having me on. Living in Cardiff, Bristol's my nearest WSL team. So hopefully I'll get to come and see you sometime in the shiny new stadium. That is if we're ever allowed to go and watch matches again. That was a real positive to end on. Thanks, guys. All the best for the season.
I saw on Twitter that you got some interesting posts recently, Shahan.
Yes, I did, DM. A few weeks ago, I was kindly donated the actual signed shirt worn by former Bristol City player Liv Chance. For those of you who aren't aware, Liv Chance now plays for Sheffield United and made 14 appearances for Bristol City last season and also represents New Zealand at international level. So her sister reached out to me saying that Liv nominated me to have the shirt as a thank you for all the effort and dedication I put in supporting Bristol. And I was very humbled and very happy to be even considered. And yes, I received the shirt some weeks ago and I finally got framed. And yeah, I put it up and Liv Chance retweeted the news, the post. And funnily enough, it was on the same day that I posted about the show. It was the same day that she announced she joined Sheffield United. So I just want to say once again, thank you, Liv. And thank you to your sister, Abby Marshall, for getting in touch to receive the shirt. And special shout out to Trips in Keynsham for getting the shirt framed for me. I was going to ask yourself, DM, and now, like, have you ever received any player memorabilia?
Sadly not. So,
and that's a no from me as well, Shahan. So 1-0.
I was going to say, if any Bristol players, other Bristol players, do wish to send me any shirts, you're very welcome to. But I have to find enough room in my flat to hang it up on my wall.
Whereas DM and I, we've got loads of wall space, haven't we?
We have
the whole staircase. One day, I'm hoping will be current back four or five, actually. Current back five up the stairs. That'd be good, wouldn't it? New bathroom? Baggers. Yes.
And I was going to talk about how Liv got on today at Sheffield United, but their game against Charlton got postponed due to the weather.
So Liv, this is for you. We want to wish you the very best at Sheffield United, just for one last time. One, two.
All we are saying is give Liv a chance. Regular starter. Now Liv's had her chance.
So what else happened over the international break, Shahan?
Well, DM, there were two Bristol players who were on international duty. Gemma Evans was an unused substitute for Wales' loss to Norway, and Jana Daniels was an unused substitute in Belgium's games against Romania and Switzerland.
So, I don't know about you, but I watched the Wales game and I really enjoyed it. And the other thing I really enjoyed was the video that was made for Sophie Ingle's 100th cap. Did you see that?
Didn't. So I should have watched it before.
No, it's okay. I mean,
it's quite emotional.
It was quite emotional. I mean, it did make me cry. Nat had to stop watching it.
I actually stopped watching it after a couple of minutes because I thought it was going to be a full 5 minutes of Angharad James just talking about how scared she is of flying and how Sophie Ingle has to hold her hand on the plane. But then you told me to continue watching and there would be lots more surprises. So thank you, DM, for that top tip.
It was very lovely. And I just think if anyone ever made a video like that about me, it would just be, you know, hang up the boots, don't have to do anything else. It's a lovely tribute to a wonderful player. So
I'm going to do that for you when we get to 100 episodes of the Vixen cast.
You heard it here first. Yeah, so unfortunately, Wales lost 1-0 to Norway. but I'm guessing they'll be looking forward to Euro 22 or Euro 2022.
And for those not in the know, that is a reference to Guro Reiten, who scored the winner for Norway that night. Very good, very good. But I thought it was a good performance from Wales. So obviously a big fan of Wales and Jane Ludlow. We won't dedicate as much time to Jane Ludlow as we did in the previous podcast, but I did just wanted to say that I thought she was possibly had a few tipples when she was doing the commentary against for the Birmingham, who were they playing? Everton match the other night? Because she kept on going, ooh! And it just, I thought she was getting into it a bit.
We've slipped into Jane Ludlow now, haven't we? So should we...
Yeah, no more Jane Ludlow.
No Jane.
And sticking with Wales, Megan Wynn, who suffered an ACL injury during pre-season training, posted some new videos on her social media this week where she is now training once again. She's no longer on crutches and she's back in the gym preparing for fitness.
Get well soon, Megan.
Yeah, get well soon.
Also in the news this week, it was confirmed of the dates and times for Bristol's Continental Cup group fixtures. The first one being this coming Wednesday against London Bees. And then Bristol will be away at Crystal Palace on Thursday, November the 5th. And finally, away again at Lewis on Wednesday, November the 18th. All games are 7:30 or 7:45 kickoff. However, some teams in the competition have much earlier games during the day.
You know, we'll do a short podcast after the London Bees game on Wednesday. So looking forward to seeing Bristol.
It's exciting, you know, about Lewis as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they're a great team morally. I don't actually know anything about their football, but it's good.
Well, they've got Ellie Leake playing for them,
have
they?
And they had, who was that New Zealand international?
Katie Rood.
She's still at Lewis. She's still there?
Yes.
Yeah, she went there because of their ethics, didn't she?
I thought she went because Bristol just sat out her hour alone and couldn't get into the team.
Yeah, but I got the impression she was quite a strong moral compass.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
and of all the places that she would go, it would be Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
But I might have just made that all up.
Yeah. All Conti Cup group games will be available to watch on the FA Player because fans still can't attend games for the time being.
So just looking ahead to our game on Wednesday, Shahan, you know a little bit about our opposition, don't you?
Yes, I do now. London Bees are currently in the Championship and they are bottom of the table. They lost 4-1 to Crystal Palace today. They play their games at the Hive, home of Tottenham Hotspur Women and Barnet FC, and they have a few former Bristol players in their squad, including Charlie Escort and Megan Alexander, who's announced she's pregnant.
Wow.
Yeah, so congratulations, Megan. Always a massive fan favourite.
Big fan favourite in this house.
Do you think Bristol will make many changes to their team for the game on Wednesday?
I don't know. It might be a good opportunity to get some of the other players in, because it's been a fairly consistent starting team so far. So maybe some opportunities, but I really hope they just go and win it.
Yeah, and hopefully score some goals, get some confidence, you know, click a bit more, not get any injuries. That's my hopes for Wednesday.
Yes, we don't want Bristol to use their first team too much because we're playing Aston Villa next week. And in other news this week, Bristol finally announced that season cards are now available on sale. They cost £55 for adults, and the rest of the prices I forgot to get at this store, but I'm sorry.
But they're pretty cheap, aren't they?
So. You can guess.
And Lee Billiard, the head of women's football, tweeted encouraging fans to buy season cards as a method to help support the club financially.
Because to be realistic, I don't think we're going to get, as in fans aren't going to get into the grounds, it would seem, the way things are going, possibly for the whole season, but obviously we don't know. But it's obviously a chance to give the club a bit of money and a bit of support in that way.
And in other news I saw this week, mainly for following the men's team, they've released a third shirt, which is white with red pattern, and it contains the names of 5,434 season card holders that select the legend option when choosing a season card refund option from last season. I don't think City women are going to wear this shirt unless they play a team whose red or purple and lime shirts would clash with their shirts. DM, and now, would you think the City women could wear this shirt potentially?
I think probably not. I think the purple and lime covers all those bases, but we'll have to see. I mean, I think it's quite a nice shirt, but
I'm just a bit worried when we play the likes of Aston Villa or West Ham away, because the cloud and blue, I don't know whether the red or the purple and lime could clash with their home kit.
Good colour awareness there. You're absolutely right. It certainly could clash. That purple would clash with the claret and blue. I guess we'll just have to see, won't we? There's another exciting thing that's going to happen this season. Is what shirts will they turn up in?
I don't really like that white one, sorry to say. As someone who's played a lot of football, you never really want to play in white, ever. It's very hard to wash.
The next three games Bristol are playing are all at home at Twerton Park, and we've got London Bees, as we've already mentioned, in the Continental Cup on Wednesday night, and we're going to do a brief report on that game, just offering our thoughts on what happens, but you know, just a kind of extra special Bristol City Vixen cast, nothing substantial and as wonderful as this episode has been. And then after that, we've got Sunday, we've got Villa at home, which I think is probably the game when, you know, Bristol fans will be thinking this is when our season is going to be kick-started, and Villa fans are probably going to be thinking this is when our season is going to be kick-started. So, and after Villa, we've got Birmingham. So, you know, I think we all know full well that both Villa and Birmingham are targeting us as a potential place to get points. So it's going to be really interesting to see how we do against Villa, who were, you know, pretty comprehensively beaten on the weekend against Everton.
Yes, they lost 6-0 to Everton, and they haven't won a single game in the WSL. So this has been a bit of a rough awakening for them. Villa will be coming to Twerton Park looking for a win, just as much as Bristol looking for a win, because this will only be Bristol's second home game, because we've been away for all these games other than the first opening game against Everton.
Yeah, I think it'll be a really interesting game. We actually watched the first Villa game, didn't we? And apart from there were two big errors by the goalkeeper. But apart from that, they didn't really look too bad. Was it against Man City?
Yes, it was.
So it was. I couldn't quite figure out if Villa looked really good, and just apart from the mistakes, they just kind of, you know, they could have done a lot better, or whether or not it was Man City looking really, really average. And I think it might have been a bit of both, because Man City now, the last couple of times I've seen them play, they look really brilliant. Villa haven't made those kind of mistakes anymore, but they have kind of, they've shipped a few goals, haven't they? And they've, like you said, they've not won yet. So yeah, I think it'll be a really interesting match. I'm looking forward to it. I'm really hoping we can get something from it.
It'll be very interesting to see how we set up at home, particularly given today's performance, whether we set up in a similar way, or if, you know, there's going to be a different kind of tactical approach. And obviously they had a lot of time to prepare for the Arsenal match. Yeah, we'll just have to see. And, you know, I think we are capable of beating Villa, particularly after today's showing. I think we've got a lot of control in the midfield, and, you know, it's looking like it is. There's things which are clicking into place. So I'm hopeful that we can get a result on Sunday. And, you know, let's face it, we need to get a result on Sunday. It's not, you know, a hopeful situation. It's we have to get a result. It's already a relegation six-pointer.
What a cliche.
And so this wraps up today's episode of Bristol City Vixen Cast. We hope you've had as much fun listening to it just as much as we've had fun recording this. We'll be back next week after the London Bees game, and also again after the Aston Villa game. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at BC Vixen Cast if you haven't done so already. You've listened to the Bristol City Vixen Cast. Music was by Aaron Gardner. Editing was by DM Withers. Artwork was by Shahan Mia. And taxidermy was by Nat Brown.
We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
And keep supporting women's football.
So come on, you Vixens. Big game ahead.